जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीराचारे, यमुना तीराचारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावनचार, यमुना तीरावनचार, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे राम हरि बोल हरि ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text Number 32. Yatha yavahito vahneer Darushvekah svayonishu Naneva bhati vishvatma Bhuteshu chata puman Yatha yavahito vahneer दारुष्वेकस्त्वयोनिषु नानेव भाति विश्वात्मा भूतेषु च तथा पुमान्। यथा यवहितो वह्नेर् दारुष्वेकस्त्वयोनिषु नानेव भाति विश्वात्मा भूतेषु तथा पुमान् भूतेषु तथा। Yatha, as much as, he, exactly like, avahitaha, surcharged with, vahnihi, fire, darushu, in wood, ekaha, one, swayonishu, the source of manifestation, nana iva, like different entities, bhati, illuminates, vishva atma, the Lord as Paramatma, Bhuteshu, in the living entities, Cha, and तथा इन द सेम वे कुमान द एब्सोल्यूट पर्सन. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki jai. The Lord as Super Soul pervades all things, just as fire permeates wood, and so He appears to be of many varieties, though He is the Absolute One without a second. Purport. Lord Vasudev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by one of His plenary parts expands Himself all over the material world, and His existence can be perceived even within the atomic energy. Matter, antimatter, proton, neutron, etc. are all different effects of the Paramatma feature of the Lord. As from wood fire can be manifested, or as butter can be churned out of milk, so also the presence of the Lord as Paramatma can be felt by the process of legitimate hearing and chanting of the transcendental subjects, which are especially treated in the Vedic literatures like the Upanishads and Vedanta. Srimad Bhagavatam is the bona fide explanation of these Vedic literatures. The Lord can be realized through the oral reception of the transcendental message, and that is the only way to experience the transcendental subject. As fire is kindled from the wood by another fire, the divine consciousness of man can similarly be kindled by another divine grace. His divine grace, the spiritual master, can kindle the spiritual fire from the wood-like living entity by imparting proper spiritual messages injected through the receptive ears. Therefore, one is required to approach the proper spiritual master with receptive ears only, and thus divine existence is gradually realized. The difference between animality and humanity lies in this process only. A human being can hear properly, whereas an animal cannot. Om Ajnanatamirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruhu श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण। होप टू बी प्यूरिफाइड बाय रेंडरिंग दिस सर्विस ऑफ स्पीकिंग ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम। सीक योर ब्लेसिंग्स प्रेयर्स। The Lord as Super Soul pervades all things just as fire permeates wood. And so He appears to be of many varieties, though He is the Absolute One without a second. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Lord Vasudev expands Himself all over the material world, which the Vedic literatures quote, Vishnustu Trini Rupani Purushakhyani Atho Viduhu Ekam to Mahato Shrashtru Dutiya to Anda Samstitam Tritiya Sarva Bhutastam Tani Nyatva Mimukshade. That in order to be liberated from material existence, you have to understand the three aspects, three incarnations, the three expansions of the Lord. So Vishnu has three major incarnations. Vishnustu Trini Rupani. Trini. Ekam to Mahato Shrashtru. One is a gigantic form, Mahato, which is actually the cause of all the material elements and everything, all the Brahmandas, Mahavishnu. Dutiya tu anda samstitam. And the second incarnation is who expands and enters into the Brahmanda, the egg-like universe. Tu anda samstitam. Tritiya sarva bhutastam. So the second one was Garbhodakashaya Vishnu, and the tritiya, the third, is Kshirodakashaya Vishnu, who is present, who expands as it is explained here, Paramatma, who is situated in every element, and he is also situated in everyone's heart. That means he is situated in the living entities, and he is situated in inanimate objects also. So that way he is present everywhere. And the example is given, is just as fire permeates wood, and so He appears to be of many varieties. So the fire is compared to the Lord. And then further on in the purport it is explained that other examples are given, like in the Upanishads, in the one verse is there, even Chanakya Pandit quotes, Pushpe Gandham Tile Tailam Kashte Agnim Payasi Gritam Ikshau Gudam Tatha Tehe Pashatmanam Vivekara. So again, so saying that Pushpo Gandham, that just as there is fragrance in flowers, Tile Tailam, there is oil in seeds like til seeds or sesame seeds. Kashte Agnim, already explained, like there is fire in wood. And Payasi Ghritam, there is butter in milk. And Ikshav Gudam, there is jaggery, gud in Ikshav, sugar cane. Tadha Dehe, similarly, in this body, there is Atma, there is Paramatma. But you can perceive it, Pashyatmanam Vivekata. You can see it with training. You need wisdom. You need blessings to understand this very subtle aspect. Now, the materialistic thinkers, they have coined certain terms based on the different understandings and theories that people have propounded about God. And they say, there's a term called as polytheism. There's a term called as deism. Pantheism. Panentheism. So polytheism is where you accept that all the human beings are expansions of God. Then pantheism is a philosophy by which it is accepted that the Supreme Lord has expanded himself into this material world. However, he doesn't exist separately. That means the divinity, all that divinity actually exists within the material world itself. So, there's nothing beyond. That's called as pantheism. I mean, there's no need to get confused about all these terms, but just give you a perspective. And then there is something called a deism, whereby they don't believe in a revealed scripture. Whatever divinity is there can be understood through your empirical approach. That is it. Pantheism plus deism makes another something, you know, in philosophy. But then what we are speaking about here, what the Vedic literatures, we come in the category, according to their categorization, is panentheism. Just for information, there's nothing, even if you don't remember these things, better still. So panentheism is a philosophy whereby we accept that the Lord has expanded in the form of inanimate objects, like the material elements, and in the form of animate things like the souls, but at the same time he has a separate spiritual transcendental existence beyond, and we depend on him for his grace and for the knowledge which he reveals in the form of scriptures. So this comes under the philosophy of panentheism. Okay, so Prabhupada often says that we are not polytheistic, we don't believe that human beings are God. No. We don't believe in pantheism. We don't worship matter thinking that it is God. We respect, we know the position of matter. Yes, and in fact, with the right approach, we can. And therefore, in the fourth canto, Dhruva Maharaj, he says, Ekastvameva bhagavan nidamatma shaktya mayakhyayor gunaya mahadyadyashisham Shishvanu Vishya Purushas Tadasad Guneshu Nanyeva Darushu Vibhavasu Vad Vivahasi Ekastvam Eva Bhagavan Nidamatma Shaktya. That you are one separate transcendental entity. Mayakhyayor Gunaya Mahadadyashisham. And then what happens? You produce, you expand into this Mahatattva. It's great, gigantic, primordial material substance, Mahatattva. And then you expand yourself into this universe, like into the modes, Guneshu. Na neva darushu, just as different materials, like different wood. Na neva darushu vibhavasu vad vibhavasi. Just as different woods burn with different capacities. You know, some twigs are there, they just immediately ignite and it's gone, like matchsticks. But there are other woods which burn for a long time. So depending upon the wood, there is, you know, different quantities of fire. So experts know how to produce and how to remove and extract that. So similarly, it is explained that the process is hearing and chanting. And that's how we manifest and invoke the Lord's presence into everything, and the Lord appears and dispels illusion and causes the liberation of the living entity from illusion and suffering. So everything is the Lord actually, and it's inconceivable how that takes place. And it is explained here that matter, antimatter, proton, neutron, etc. are all different effects of Paramatma. A little scientific. Now, when I was doing my engineering, at that time we were taught that the fundamental particles that make up matter was protons, electrons and neutrons, yeah? That's what we were taught, yeah? But now if you do a research, you'll find that they have come out with a theory. They no longer say that protons and neutrons are the fundamental particles of matter, but it is quarks and leptons. So now they've gone further in, further down. And we can be 100% sure that a couple of decades from now, there's going to be again another theory which says that quarks and leptons are not the fundamental particles, it's going to be something else. And that's why Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, materialistic scientists can never understand the absolute truth. Anuman Praman and Pratyaksha Praman is not the way to find. But still, Prabhupada said that these people claim that they know and they teach as if they are perfect, but they are cheating. That's why somebody has, you know, said a quote that the universe is made up of protons, neutrons, electrons and morons. In a way, obviously all who have come here are also morons, isn't it? You made the wrong choices. So that's not how, and in fact they speak about particles, they speak about the God particle. We have found it. They found a God particle. And what is the God particle? This is the God. Paramatma is actually the God particle. And what is the role of Paramatma? And why is it important to know the Paramatma? In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna asks, Katham vidyam aham yogim svam sada parichintayan, Keshu Keshu Chabhaveshu Chintosi Bhagavan Maya. How can I, O Lord, remember you while I am in this material world? Keshu Keshu Chintosi Bhagavan Maya. And out of all the things that Krishna could have told, he said, this Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram Anur Aniyam Sam Anusmaridhi Sarvasya Dhataram Achintya Rupam Aditya Varanam Tamasah Parastam. So, Kavim Puram, that I am the omniscient Lord, Kavim, all-knowing, three aspects of the Lord, omniscience, present everywhere, omnipresent, omniscient, and all good. Yes? Three aspects of God. So Kavim Puranam, the most oldest, the senior most, who is worthy of our respect. Anushasitaram, Anushasan, supreme governor, supreme governance, supreme control. And Anor Aniyamsam Anusmaredya. And smaller than the smallest. So there, in that purport, Srila Prabhupada, so, in a way, you know, like a googly, you know, something like that, which says that the Lord is smaller than the soul also. Anur Aniyamsam. So what is small, what is the smallest element? The soul is smallest. However, the Lord is smaller even than the soul. Why? Because He is present within the heart of the soul. He is not just present, Yantara Rudani Maya, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. Okay, He is present as Paramatma, you know, the size of your palm within your heart. Well, He is actually within the soul also, and He's within the body also as Paramatma. You know, I remember many years ago, 2001, 2002, we were all having a discussion as to where is the Paramatma? Is He in the body or is He in the soul? And, you know, it's very subtle. And therefore Krishna says, Achintya Rupam. So if you try to think too hard, you'll really be confused. You cannot come to a conclusion. So therefore, Achintya Rupam. It is beyond logic how the Lord is present. Anor Aniyamsam Anusmaredyas. Sarvasya Dhataram. He is the maintainer of everyone. Achintya Rupam. And therefore, don't apply too much logic because it is actually beyond logic. And Dhataram, he is actually, as a Paramatma, he is providing for everyone. You may not realize it. In nature, you just observe. For example, our own bodies, when we eat, who tells us that your stomach is full, stop it? Do we use our intelligence? We don't actually. If you see small children, what do they know? But they know when to eat and when to drink, but nobody tells them, stop eating. So how are they getting that information? This is a Paramatma. Look at these small calves. Then they are born. They know how to stand up. They know where to go for the milk. They know they go to the teats of their mother and they're sucking milk. So who's telling them that? There are so many birds, which is the Baya weaver bird and tailor birds. They make such beautiful nests, intricate designs. And scientists do research on that, as to how do they design it, how do they manage it. And because there are so many benefits of that nest, it keeps the interior warm and all those things during the winter time, and keeps it cool during the summer time, and all those technologies there within that nest. And scientists are studying those technologies made by sparrows and birds. Now, which school did they go? Which weaving school, which institute did they go to get this knowledge? So that is the role of Paramatma, whereby the living entity is constantly, we are moving our bodies in such intricate motions. A robotic scientist, a robotic engineer will probably say how difficult it is to design an arm, a robotic arm, and then program it and all those intricate functions, picking up a glass and keeping it there. And still, all of that we do without even thinking, a second thought. How all these intricate muscles are moving within our body. So where is that knowledge coming from? It's all happening unconsciously. We're breathing. We're not consciously doing it. We're blinking. This is intelligence in everything. It's not our intelligence. There are so many hairs on the body. The eyebrows, that's also hair. And the hair on the head is also hair. The beard is also hair. But they all have different characteristics. Hair on the eyebrows, they grow and they stop. Is it not? Just imagine if the hair on the eyebrows would keep on growing like the hair on the head. What would happen? In fact, it's a disease. There is a girl who has so much of hair on the face, it all just keeps growing. So we know that some things can go wrong. Now, generally it does not go wrong, so we don't think about it. But there is an intelligence behind it. World is having intelligence. Seasons come and go, and cosmos is in motion. And that's why these great scientists like Lord Kelvin and Einstein, and they all believe in God. Lord Kelvin, he said that if you think profoundly, then you will be forced by science to believe in God. Then Einstein said that there is a perfect brain behind the universe. But these days now scientists are kind of becoming atheists, it seems. There was this post on Facebook, somebody had beautiful photograph of an astronaut in space doing a spacewalk. Wonderful photograph of the astronaut, and behind him there is a space shuttle, and behind him is the Earth, the blue Earth, covering the whole screen. Very attractive. And this astronaut is holding a board saying, I don't see God out here. Maybe in a lighter spirit, maybe it's just a joke, but he's holding that plate. I don't see God out here in space. And somebody passed a comment down below that, just wait till your oxygen runs out. So there were scientists like Einstein, Lord Kelvin, who actually they believed in God. And they used science to support that theory. But nowadays it's become so atheistic that it's used to disprove God's existence. So therefore, now this amazing that how the Lord is, you know, with all his opulence, is present within the atom. That's the mystery. And therefore this great saint, Sant Kabir, he says, Boond Samani Samundar mein Janat hai sab koi. Boond Samani Samundar mein Janat hai sab koi. Samundar Samana Boond mein Bhuje Birla koi. So he says that a drop merges into the ocean of water. Okay, everyone can understand that. Not a problem. But Samundar Samana Boond mein Bhuje Virla koi. How can the ocean be contained within a drop of water? That is an inconceivable phenomenon. And that is what it is, that the Supreme Soul, along with all his opulences, is present within the heart of a soul. Inconceivable. Achintya Rupa. However, when Arjuna asks this question, that how can I remember you? And Krishna says, this is how you remember me. By contemplation, that, oh my Lord, you are here, right now, here. There's nowhere I have to go to search him. All you have to do is to realize, and therefore it is said, Jnane prayasa mudapasya namante eva sthane sita shruti gadam tanuvan manobhir. So the Bhagavatam explains, Brahmaji is explaining, that you don't have to go anywhere, not even for tirth yatras. Bahut tirthera brahman keval manera bhram. Going out for tirth yatras, too much of it is just a mental illusion. Prabhupada used to say people go from Calcutta to Haridwar and Rishikesh to take bath in the Ganges. That's so foolish because Ganges flows in Calcutta. Why do you have to go to Haridwar to take bath? Don't you have faith that it's the same Ganga? So it's manera bhram. All you have to do is sthane sthitaha shruti gatam. Be situated wherever you are and hear and realize, contemplate. So therefore, that art of extricating the Lord and making him manifest, the process is to hear and chant, Shravanam and Kirtan. And we can see examples like Prahlad Maharaj, classical example, the Lord manifested from, as Krishna's incarnation, we all know, okay, he took birth from Devaki, Vasudev, alright. Even human, ordinary human beings take birth from ordinary mother and father. But now, when Narsingadeva appeared, he appeared from a pillar. That is a proof. That is a proof. And when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, where is your Lord? Where is your Lord? And he says, where is he not? Prahlad could see him everywhere and Hiranyakashipu could see him nowhere, including the temples. When a person came, a student came here and I was just giving him a tour of the temple. And so he saw Darshan Varshan liya, niche bhi gaye. Lakshminarayan Mandir ka bhi Darshan liya. And then later on he's saying, Prabhuji, main aapse ek prashna poochun kya? Can I ask you one question? So yeah, sure, why not? Prabhu, aapne kya Bhagwan ko dekha hai kya? So I said, toh kya dekh ke aaye fir mandir mein? अरे तू ऊपर गया ना तो क्या दर्शन किसका लिया तू? नहीं नहीं फिर भी आपके क्या आपने भगवान को देखा नहीं? अर्चे विष्णु शील देव गुरु शनरमति. सो देयरफॉर वन पर्सन, वन मायावादी पर्सन इन ऋषिकेश, वंस आई वेंट देयर फॉर विद माय फैमिली, आई हैड टू स्टे देयर फॉर टू और थ्री डेज एंड आई हैड टू स्टे इन वन आश्रम विच वॉज मायावादी आश्रम. सो दैट लीडर ऑफ दैट कैंप, he came to know there was a Hare Krishna in our camp. So he became very interested. He called me and made me sit up. And he started preaching his philosophy to me. Temple, what? It's a museum. You go to a museum, you find statues and everything. Same thing, it's a temple. What is the difference? I couldn't argue with him because all these people were there around him. But that is what it is. And I was in Bareilly once, my mother was posted there, and I happened to go there. And on the first day itself, my mother's one neighbor, one girl came, young girl, she said, she saw me, she became very excited. Are you aapka beta Hare Krishna mein? हाँ वो हरे कृष्ण में अच्छा अब आओ ना थोड़ा चाय पीने के लिए हमारे बगल में ही तो है हमारा घर हमारा मेरा भाई है ना वो भी बहुत अध्यात्म में बहुत रुचि रखता है मैंने कहा अच्छा सो आई ऑलराइट ठीक है सो मदर आस्क्ड मी सो आई सेड ऑलराइट सो वी वेंट सो नाउ हिज ब्रदर हर ब्रदर वाज अ मायावादी वी लर्न इट यू न्यू अ लॉट एंड दैट वाज द फर्स्ट एनकाउंटर विथ अद्वैत फिलोसफी Personally, even though I had read Prabhupada's books, but I had never encountered anyone like that. So then he looked at me, he was sitting on his couch, reclining. And first thing he tells me, Aap mandir kyun jate hain? I said, mandir kyun jata hun? Main mandir mein rehta hun. Simple as She said, why go to the temple, this thing? Why do you have to go to the temple? I said, I live in the temple only now. For me, temple is home. So, I mean, is there a problem? He said, no, see, the concept is God is everywhere. I said, I do accept it. God is everywhere. That's a philosophy. We know that. The thing is, the difference between the Mayavadi explanation of God being everywhere and the Vaishnava explanation of God being everywhere differs in the sense that they, when they think of the Lord's presence, they think of their own presence, where they equate the Lord with themselves. And that's why in the three realizations of God, Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, when the yogi advances in his understanding and he comes to the realization of Paramatma, and when he actually observes the Paramatma, if he makes the mistake of misidentifying himself with the Paramatma, then he goes into the Mayavad, into the impersonal, Advaita understanding. And he falls down actually. But if he's neutral, if he understands, okay, the Paramatma is the Lord, but maybe I'm not so much interested in further progress. That's all right, he becomes a Brahmavadi. But if he starts thinking that I am Paramatma, then he commits a big blunder. It's an offense and that causes his fall down. And therefore, Madhvacharya, he always quotes this verse, Upapadayet Paratmanam Jivibhyo Yappade Pade. Vishnus tu Priyo. That means a person who understands that the living entity and the super soul, Upadhe Paratmanam, Jive Pade Pade, that means that person is very Priyo Vishnustu Kaschana, is very dear to Vishnu. And Yo Hareshchaiva Bhutanam, Bhedavakta Hari Priyaha. And one who preaches that the living entity and the souls, and the super soul is different, he is very dear to Krishna, Hari. Explicit statement, and there are so many such verses to distinguish Nityo Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Eko Bhavanam, Yogidhati Kaman, Dwasubarana, Sayuja, Sakhaya, Samanam, Eshtetat, Pashupi, Dwasubarana, Sayuja, Sakhaya, Samanam, Riksham, Parisastva Jati, Tayor Anya, Pippalam, Swadavati, Anashtan, Anyo, Vijakashi. Like a tree, there are two birds sitting on a tree. Similarly, on this tree like body, there are two birds, or two souls. Two souls, we both have souls, two souls, not these souls, but this soul and super soul. So, that is the difference, and we have to understand that we are not the Supreme. And therefore, the process is to hear and understand and appreciate and be humble. And therefore it is explained that one takes shelter of the Lord. And taking shelter of the Lord, as it is explained by the Acharyas, is Sharanagati, Anukulyasya. And there are six principles of that. Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam. रक्षिष्यति इति विश्वासो गोत्रत्वे वर्णम तथा आत्मनिक्षेप कार्पण्ये षड्विधा शरणागति. एक्सेप्टिंग दैट विच इज फेवरेबल फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, अनुकूल्यस्य संकल्प प्रतिकूल्यस्य वर्जनम, एंड रिजेक्ट दैट विच इज अनफेवरेबल. रक्षिष्यति इति विश्वासो, and having full faith that the Lord will protect me in all situations. Goptritve varanam, considering the Lord as the boss and considering ourselves as the das. Atmanikshep, and always depending on the Lord, not considering oneself to be independent of the Lord, always depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Atmanikshep and karpanye. Karpanya means to feel oneself humble. That means I am the most fallen and the Supreme Lord is the most merciful. That is humility. When one considers all these things, and then with the right attitude, when one hears, then it is possible. So therefore, very important aspect of hearing. You know, there's a 8th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, a very wonderful mahatmya of ghosts. You know, some Brahmins were so sinful, they became ghosts, husband and wife. And they are just moving around and they come below a date palm tree, staying there, just resting there. And the wife is asking the husband, We are so fallen, we have become ghosts. Is it possible for us to ever become liberated? And the husband says, yes, there is hope. Because they were Brahmins in their past life, so they had great knowledge. So the wife says, how can we become liberated? So he says, if you understand the Lord, if you understand karma, if you understand spirituality and those things, you will become liberated. So then the wife asks this question, is it? So what is God? What is karma? What are these things? So when she asked that question, because they were scholars, even the ghosts speak in Sanskrit. So it came out like this. Kim tat brahma, kim adhyatmam, kim karma purushottamam. Purushottam is my husband, best of me. So that coincided with the first two pads of the first verse of the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And immediately they assumed a four-handed form and they became liberated. And Vaikunth Viman was there to take them. And even that date palm was actually a sinful soul in their past life. And because they heard the conversation of the ghosts, even they become liberated. And that soul takes birth as a Brahmin in the next life. And they get an opportunity to advance. So we hear such stories, you know, that how even ghosts and fallen beings are liberated. How does it work? I mean, we are humans and we are hearing so many years. And therefore it is explained in the Bhagavat Mahatmya. You know, it's not about sitting in the temple hall or anything like that. It's about your hearing. Sometimes, you know, like in a house, you see that there are some talks going on in the hall and there's a newly married girl. She's cooking in the kitchen along with her mother-in-law and the gents are talking something. Bahu ke baare mein kuch usse baate kar rahi hain. So even though the wife is cooking and all that, but her ear is there. And slowly, silently, she'll come behind the curtains, you know, cooling the kheer or something. But she's hearing very attentively, absolutely attentive. There's a difference in hearing also, the quality of hearing. So therefore, we never know who's attentively hearing. Maybe we're sitting here and maybe sitting here, but we're thinking about something else. Or somebody is sitting somewhere far away and they're thinking about the class and they're thinking about, they are present more than the people who are actually present here. So therefore, a very important quality of hearing is to have faith on the person who's speaking. There is no faith in the person, it's a waste of time. So therefore, first very important quality of actually having a tangible effect on us is have faith. Otherwise, it will be like, therefore they say the three kinds of listeners. Shrota, one who is listening. Sota, one who is sleeping. And Sarota. You cut the supari with it. Sarota. Basically, which means that some people are listening to find faults. Kya bol raha hai? Kahan galti kar raha hai? Are ye shlok mein thoda sa galti ho gaya. Aisa nahi hai, aisa hona chahiye. Something like that, you know. This is discriminating. They are just wanting to, for some other purpose. So, to have that faith on the speaker, okay. He is speaking for my benefit, for my purification, okay. And secondly, to be free from the faults of the mind. Which means that when you know what are your weaknesses, like for example, okay, if I have my mobile phone with me, if it rings, I have this tendency to again and again check it. I know, I just cannot help it, but I have to keep checking my phone. So, when you know these are your, you know, flaws, then you know, just put it on airplane mode or just keep it aside, something like that. So basically tackling all those flaws, the weaknesses of the mind in order to help you focus. Thirdly, is then to be attentive. Because if you're not attentive, the knowledge will not be stable. It will be gone. Then comes the stage of manan. Contemplation. Okay, what have you heard? If you do not contemplate, and generally you see in satsangs, when our people come, okay, Prabhuji, you sit very attentively. The moment the satsang is over, people are talking, kaise Prabhuji, kaise theek hai? Achha, kaadun, vaccine liya ki nahi? Yes, all this. So the subject matter completely changes. But actually, if one has sat in the class, it's important to sit and meditate on what was spoken. And that is like a revision. You know, if you don't revise, it's gone. It's like that. So manan. And lastly, nididhyasana. Is to actually apply it and worship the Lord. If you've heard that, okay, you have to worship the Lord, then you have to do it practically. And that is what these ghosts did according to the scriptures. That's why they got liberation. Because of their despicable position, the utter humility with which they were hearing the message. When the lady asked this question, we are ghosts. We are the most fallen. And that is the time when you actually get the benefit. So, you know, that faith, that is the disadvantage of being pious. When you are pious and you are learned and all those, then adds up to our disqualification. We use the simplicity. We may end up becoming bigots. Judging, oh, I know so much, oh, I know this. Complete. It may change. I'm not saying it's necessary, but it may happen. And that is the way how we can come out of. Therefore, it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Madashrayaha Kathamrishta Srinvanti Kathayanti Cha Tapanti Vividha Tapas. So therefore, Kapil is explaining to his mother that how can you become free from suffering? Madashrayaha Kathamrishtas. That engage your mind in my katha. Madashrayaha Kathamrishtas. Mrishtas means sweet, very wonderful. It's enjoyable actually. You know, in the Srirangam temple, there is a wonderful story of one Acharya, Yatindra Pravan. I may be telling the name wrong, please excuse me. So he was on the banks of Chandra Pushkarini, he was doing a katha. He was speaking from the Divya Prabandhams. And so at that time it was time for the Ranganath deity procession. So all came out, Mridanga and Kartal, Wampers and all, Dum Dum. So all the people who were sitting in the class, they had to stand up and greet the deities coming. So somebody in the satsang passed a comment saying that here comes the satsang disturber. Aa gaya satsang ko disturb karne ke liye. They are telling Lord Ranganath. So the Lord heard it. Ranganath heard it. They are calling me satsang disturber. So the subsequent days, following days, there was a revelation to the priest. And the priest said that from now onward, you should stop taking me out on a procession at this time. And at this time, I want this devotee, Yatindra Pravan, to come in my altar, there is a place which has been allocated. He says, come, bring him there and make him speak on the Divya Prabandhams. Why am I being deprived of this katha? I also want to hear. And it is today still a custom that that procession was cancelled and this, you know, there is a katha on Divya Prabandhams within the Sanctum Sanctorum of Ranganath deities, which is basically so sweet that even the Lord wanted to hear. And that is how we can, it's all about distracting the mind, you see. Distracting. Life is so full of suffering. So full of suffering. Everyone is suffering somehow or another. Lockdown. People wanted peace, so lockdown. Now many people have peace. But now too much of peace. People are going crazy. They're becoming so frustrated. People don't, children can't go out to play with other children and they're creating havoc in the house. So you can never be happy in this material situation. Of course, devotees are happy, no problem, in any situation. In fact, it's a blessing, actually, you don't have to travel, just sit on the computer and all lectures are going on as usual. But still, people are suffering. So the whole idea is to distract the mind from these things. And how do you distract your mind? Not to take it out from one material situation and put it into another situation. That is not, that won't help for long. You know, like this person, he went to a dentist. One man went to the dentist and he said, sir, how much to pull out a teeth? Sir, I'll take 1,000 rupees. Okay. So he went in, took appointment and went to the dentist. So dentist is checking his mouth. He says, your teeth seems okay. There's nothing wrong. Which teeth you want me to pull? Nay, you choose whichever. The dentist was shocked. Are you okay? What's wrong with you? All your teeth are okay. Why do you want me to pull it out? No, the thing is, doctor, since the last 25 years, I am suffering from a chronic backache. It's intolerable, sir. It's intolerable. I didn't understand. So why are you pulling out a teeth? Sir, it's a distraction, sir. I want something. I want the teeth of the pain so that now I can stop thinking about my back and think about my teeth for a change. Anything to distract the mind from my backache. I'm so frustrated. Just do it. Do me a favor. So basically, when we move from one material situation to another material situation, thinking that, okay, this will be a distraction, it's not going to help for long. And the sooner we realize it, the better. So the scripture says the best way to distract our mind is to put it into Krishna conscious hearing, chanting, and reading. You can read, and that's as good as hearing also. Hearing is reading. Prabhupada's giving a lecture. And chanting, obviously, very important. 99% of our advancement depends on our chanting. And the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is present as Paramatma, within each and every atom, within each and every soul, is also present in the holy name. In fact, He is the holy name. And the best way to manifest Him is to chant Nam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.